Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. 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 Hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come this morning with a grateful heart. We come this morning, Father God, with an attitude of gratitude. We come this morning rejoicing in this a brand new day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, 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 great. And your name is so greatly to be praised. We confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness to us throughout all generations, Father God. We don't know where we would be without you. Thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and we slumbered and ushering us into a brand new spanking day. Thank you for new mercies that embrace us this morning. Thank you for canceling, Father, every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us today, Father God, as we stand on the promises of your word, Father God, declaring that it will not prosper, it will not take root, and it most definitely will not and cannot come to pass. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are an awesome God, Father God, and we bless you for everything that you are doing, for making our way brighter, Father God, for saving our souls when we was lost, for keeping us, for helping us, for leading us, for guiding us, for healing us, for blessing us, Father God, for increasing us, Father God. Oh, God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for an open heaven over our lives. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for Jesus and the precious Holy Spirit.
thank you, God, for a host of angels encamped around about us. Father God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that you are our Father. Oh, my God, the God of the universe is our Father. We carry your DNA. We carry your blood. Oh, my God. Oh, we carry your name. We carry your power. We carry your love. We carry your faith. We carry, Father God, everything because we live in you and you live in us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Father, we wish we could find the words to tell somebody. We wish we could find the words to tell somebody how beautiful it is, how beautiful it is. And so we say thank you for our services today here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father. May you and you alone be glorified and you alone be magnified and you alone be praised. And we bless you and we bless you over and over and over again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father God, we commit this service into your hands. Father God, hallelujah, and we say thank you. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said amen. And the church said amen, and the church said amen again. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, top of the morning to you and to you and to you and to you. We want to welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord. On this, the Lord's Day. Amen, the Lord's Day. You might say, well, the day's not Sunday, no. You might say, the day's not Saturday, no. Amen. But it's a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it because it didn't have to be. It didn't have to be, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Look, we know we all leaving here. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then afterwards the judgment. But God said, not yet. When God looked at you, he said, not yet. Not yet. He told the devil to back up, devil. Not yet. Well, he said, because there's still some more work to be done. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for this day, amen. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries in Philadelphia, amen. Giving God praise, glory, and all of the honor, amen. Say that I'm just so grateful. That's all I can say. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for everything. This is our Praise Wednesday, too. Amen. I'm grateful for everything. We honoring our mothers this morning. I tell you, I feel good. I feel good. I got up, did my 30-minute workout, sweating like a hound dog. Oh, y'all should see. Y'all would be so proud of Pastor Bradford. Sweating like a hound dog. I said, sweat on, baby. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't look forward to those 30 minutes. I don't. But when it's over, I feel good. About 1,500 steps, and I'm taking deep steps now on my stepper. It's like a bicycle stepper. Oh, my God, got me sweating like a hound dog. Thanks, let me tell you something. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything. All right. If this is your first time calling in, you called in at a beautiful time because Wednesdays, we try to dedicate Wednesdays to our praise and worship. Amen. Glory be to God. And being that this is Mother's Day week, amen, and we're going to be honoring our mothers, remembering our mothers, okay, cherishing our mothers, amen, reminiscing, amen, glory be to God. Why? Because the Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father. Now, we do have Sister Lacey that's going to come and give us a reading, but before she does, and we miss Sister Lacey. Sister Lacey, I got to call you. Amen. Because we missing some people now. We missing y'all now. Y'all got to cut this out. Right? All right. Ephesians 6:2 says this. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Let's go to verse 1. It says, Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You see that, saints? As children, we obey them, okay? And so you might say, I ain't no child no more, okay? I was 18 a long time ago, fine, okay? But everybody honors. Children obey. And if you're a grown person, of course, okay, you might not be obeying your parents because you have your own life now, you have your own family, you have your own thoughts, okay? So you might not be obeying your parents when you get grown, but there's never an exception that releases us from honoring them. Because he says, obey your parents, but honor your mother and father. It's a difference between the two. And I'm not preaching today. Amen. Glory be to God. I just want to give you some nuggets. Amen. Glory be to God. Just want to give you some nuggets. Amen. And so we're always supposed to honor them. And so we're going to open up today for testimonies. And if everybody, if you have something you want to say in reference to your mother, and maybe it was the mother that raised you, your spiritual mother, your godmother, your foster mother, you know. Glory be to God. Maybe it was a male, amen, who had to take on that role as being a mother. You know what I mean? Because maybe he didn't have a wife. So maybe he served as your daddy and your mama and whatever. Amen. So we want to honor them. Amen. So you just hit the one on your telephone, and that way we'll know that you're in queue. Amen. If everybody take about 2 minutes, amen, we can carry a little territory. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Now, don't let me forget. I'm going to try to give you this. I'm going to write the telephone number down because this Sunday for Mother's Day, we're going to be on Zoom. Glory be to God. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. I guess they're going to tie it into Facebook and all that other stuff. But for those of you who have been, because we don't want you to miss nothing, okay, we're going to make sure that everybody have a telephone number that you can call in for our Mother's Day service on Mother's Day at 12 o'clock. So in case you can't sign in for whatever the reason, you'll have a telephone number, amen, and you just call in the same way you did this morning, amen. So we're going to make sure that everybody is covered, amen, in our transition, beloved, because that's where we're going anyway. Amen. We want to be more visual. We want to be more visual. So we're going to be doing more Zoom conferences, and we're going to be more visual even before the building and after we move into the building too, because we're out there already, okay? But we don't want to leave any of you out, because we know a lot of you are baby boomers. A lot of you, you know what I mean, you're in my generation, and this computer stuff is real. It's a little challenging for us. But like Sister Erica said when she was here a couple of weeks ago, amen, look, we don't want to get lost in the sauce, amen. So we want to be challenged, at least try. But in case you're not able, amen, to get on the Zoom call, we're going to give everybody a telephone number to call in for our special Mother's Day service, amen. And I'm still putting the agenda together. The Lord has given me some stuff, amen, that we're going to do something a little bit different for Mother's Day, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Looking forward to that. All right. Now, Sister Lacey, let's see if we have Sister Lacey on the line who we haven't heard from. And it seemed like a long, long time. Yeah, a long time. Sister Lacey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, there she go. There she goes. How you doing, sis?
Pastor Reverend, I am doing well. My family has gone through something the last month. My sister that has Crohn's and that is on dialysis is also in the hospital with COVID-19.
Okay. And okay. Which sister is that?
Geneva.
Okay, we will put her on the prayer list today on our 12 o'clock prayer line, and you're free to call in also if you're available, amen, and we put Sister Geneva on the altar and your family, amen, during this time.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Behold your mother. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Proverbs 31:28. The Son of God was hanging on a Roman cross. His body had been brutally beaten, and he was spiritually separated from the Father. Yet he remembered his mother. His concern for her welfare was not lost amid the agonies of that crisis. With the words, "Behold your mother," John 19:27, he commended her into the care of his beloved disciple, John. His example shows us the importance of honoring and caring for our own mothers. Behold your mother. Remember the look in those loving eyes, the sweetness in that tender voice, the feeling of even a single touch of that gentle hand. Recall the concern that clouded her face when troubles came your way. Cherish your mother while you still have that most precious of all good gifts. Behold your mother. Learn from her blessed example. Her teaching and guidance in the home help mold and shape the character of her children. Behold your mother. Look to her for the same reason that Jesus told John to look, to give her the special care she needs. Today, with praise and thankfulness to God, behold your mother. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to read for you, and I pray that everyone on the call has a blessed and very prosperous day. May God always be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Lacey. Amen. We appreciate you and appreciate your friendship. Glory be to God. And thank you for reading today. And we will place Geneva and the rest of the family on the altar. And God bless you. And it is my intention to talk to you between now and Sunday. But if I do not, I always have to put Lord's willing in there, because I don't want people to start calling Pastor Bradford a liar. Pastor said she was going to call and didn't call. Lord's willing, amen. If I don't talk to you, happy Mother's Day, amen. And try to join in on our Mother's Day service, and I'll send you the information pertaining to that. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you also, and thank you for your prayers.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Amen. All right, saints, amen. We want to thank God for that reading. Look, Jesus said, look, son, behold your mother. Jesus said, I ain't going nowhere till I take care of my mama. I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I always love my mama. She brought me in this world. I know the other words, but it's somewhere in there. Amen. I look, I make up my own. Amen. Because I look, let me tell you something. If you have a testimony about your mother, amen, hit the one so we can put you in queue. So while I'm waiting to find somebody in queue, let me take the first 2 minutes and talk about my mother. Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield. I call her Bishop. And when I call my mom, matter of fact, we had a conversation. I try to talk to her every day, but sometimes we don't. And I call her. We be laughing. I say, yo, Bishop Prelate. I call her Bishop Prelate, and then she'll call me, say, yeah, Bish. Yeah, Bish. She called me Bish, and I call her Bishop Prelate, and we just laugh, and that's how we start our conversations when we call one another. And it's just fun, amen, and good memories, amen. And so, and I just want to thank God, amen, for my mother's sake. Let me tell you something. I am the oldest of eight. I have seven siblings. I have seven sisters. Glory be to God. I am the firstborn. And I will say this. I was a love child. Now, my mother and father wasn't married when I got when I was conceived, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. All right. Because some of y'all wasn't either, and some of us have had children out of wedlock, okay? Thank God that he forgives us, okay? But I was a love child. Oh, yes, I was. Yes, I was. I want to say that. I will leave that right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, and I want to thank God. Amen. My mother, amen, has always been my greatest supporter. She has said many of things to me over the years, but I have them in my subconscious, amen. There's something that she said that's in my subconscious, but it's in my conscious too. She said, "Alfreda, you're the one that's most likely to succeed." And growing up, how my mother would just, you know, when she would encourage me and tell me I can make it and tell me that I can do it, I always held on to those words. I always held on to those words. And I'm telling you, glory, she is, amen, the wind beneath my wings. Glory be to God. My mother has 8 daughters and all of them are saved. Isn't that a testimony? All of them are saved. Glory be to God. Because my mother, glory be to God, after my stepfather died, glory be to God, and she would put everybody, I was the first one out the house, everybody else, glory be to God, she went out, learned how to drive, bought herself a nice station wagon, packed up that station wagon, and every Sunday morning, she would put her children in that station wagon, take them from where she lives up there in Mount Airy all the way down to South Philly, 23rd and Federal, to that storefront Pentecostal Holy Ghost Church and stay it all day long. All day long, you hear what I'm saying? Not only that, she would take them down to Wednesday night Bible study, and she was on the bus before she got a car, her and 7 kids. On the bus from one part of town to the other part of town at night for Bible study. Glory be to the living God. Every morning, amen, we knew. When we get up, amen, we was in the master bedroom holding hands on our knees praying. Wasn't nobody leaving that house till the prayer went through. And we would hold hands and pray, and we would pray together, and she would pray over us. My mother, she exemplifies holiness. She taught us. Now I ain't got time to talk about grandma because I didn't know if y'all when we open up the lines, if y'all ain't gonna talk, then I'm gonna come back and talk about my grandma. Glory be to God. But we want to thank God that my mother was always an example of holiness. My mother wasn't, you know, drinking, you know, she wasn't, you know, smoking, running around with men and around the house cussing and living one thing and trying to teach her girls another thing. No. She always lived the life she preached about. Now, when my mother got saved, I was about 15 years old. I was about 15 when she gave her heart to the Lord. All right, so we going back like 50 years. Y'all do the math. All right? But my mother got saved. My mother got saved. My mother got saved, delivered. She got, her whole life turned around. I was still a young girl. Glory be to God. But ever since that time, especially under the leadership she was under the leadership of Pastor Camilla Brown. Pastor Camilla Brown didn't play. Oh, this Pentecostal preacher didn't play. And she instilled them principles in my mother, and my mother instilled them in us. And I just want to thank God. My mother's a prayer warrior. That time when I was out there backsliding in the world. Come on, saints. My mother was at her noonday prayer. She would meet on Wednesdays at 12 o'clock, her and her prayer warriors. And you want to know who they was praying for the majority of the time? They was praying for me. And I'm so happy about it because it saved my life and brought me back. My mother's a student of the word. My mother can quote scriptures right now. If I call my mother and say, "Mom, where can I find that scripture on, you know, a virtuous woman?" Or anything I ask her, she rattles it right off. She ain't even got to look it up most of the time. She's, "Oh, yeah, that's in Matthew after around 10 verse." Because she's a student of the word. So I just want to thank God for my mother. I want to thank God. My mother called me. She said, okay. She said, I said, what you want for my Mother's Day? She said, I don't know, Frida. She said, but I ain't doing no cooking. She said, I just think all my daughters need to come over and everybody bring a plate. That's okay, Ma. So she said, can you bring me some of them lobsters? Can you bring me some lobsters? I said, my pleasure. My pleasure. Look, Sam's, this discount place, and y'all get some good lobsters, amen, for reasonable. But I said, my pleasure. You want me to bring you some lobsters for Mother's Day? Glory be to God. I said, count it down. See, and whatever else I can, you know what I mean? The Lord bless me to give her. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. That's a little bit to ask for. That's a little bit to ask for. Lobster, shoot. Give me about four of them. Give me four. How, can I get six? If my mother wants some lobsters for Mother's Day, load her up. Shoot. I find a way to pay the electric bill, load her up. So that's my portion saying I can take the whole time. I can take the whole time. But I just want to say thank you, Mother, for not aborting me, because I was the firstborn and my mother was young. I think my mother was around 18, 19, something like that. Come on. Had to go home, tell her mother she was pregnant, child out of wedlock. She could have went into some back alley somewhere and tried to abort me, but she didn't. But my mother gave birth to me and loved me and been loving me all my years. And I love her back. And I thank God for my mother. And that's that. Now, if you have something you would like to say, maybe your mother's already going on, you know. Look, if you want to take 2 minutes, I know I took more than two, but I get executive privileges. She gave birth to you. If you got anything you want to say, amen, in reference to reminiscing, you know, and she might not have been the best parent. She might not have been the best parent because ain't none of us perfect. And I'm still repenting over things that I've done as a parent, raising my children. I said, God, thank you for forgiving me. Every now and then I'll call my children. I said, you know what? I just wish I was a better mother to y'all coming. They said, Ma, cut it out. Ma, cut it out. You was the best mother. That's one thing, glory be to God, I remember my husband saying before he died. He didn't give me that many compliments. But this one compliment Reverend Bradford gave me, he said, you're a good mother to your children. That meant a lot to me. Amen. I just want to hear God say it. Amen. All right, so that's it. Okay, Praise Wednesday. Hit the number one button if you have, amen, a shout out for your mom, and the floor is open to you. Good morning.
Good morning. To God,
how are you?
This is Sister Kathy Miller from Williamsport.
Yes.
I was like, good morning, good morning. To God be the glory. Good morning. Respects to you, Pastor Bradford. Good morning to everyone on the line. I was blessed to have two mothers, and I thank God for it. My mom started out young, yes, and she had me when she was 17 and out of wedlock. But it was okay because my grandma was there to help her with me. I was the oldest girl next to my brother, so I was the second born. And I had a lot of responsibility as other babies came along. Of course, I was the one that had to help mom out. But my cousin was also my cousin mother, Naomi Fulton. And she is how I got my spiritual guidance. And she laid out the foundation for me. And so I clung to her. I clung to her because she was just such a calm spirit. And she was always saying, somebody has to be on the child's side because the child's not always wrong. And she was so supportive for me. She never judged me. She never downrated me. You know, she took me under her wing, and I was so comfortable with her. She treated me as if she was my biological mom. And she would say to me, Wanda had you, but you my child. And she would take me places. We'd go visit family out in the country and just do a whole lot of nice and good things. But when you came on the weekend to spend the weekend with her, you better know you better have your church clothes with you because you're going to church on Sunday morning. If you didn't have church clothes to wear, she'd find something in her closet for you to wear. So I was truly blessed, and the Lord let her be with me until she was 90 years of age. Of course, my mom had passed on. My mom passed at 69, complications of diabetes. And but I loved Naomi, and she loved me. And I just thank and praise God for that. She's the godmother. She and her husband were godparents to my daughter, and I only had the one. My mom was the only child also, so she had it kind of rough in that she didn't have siblings to confide in or to seek help with. And my grandparents always worked, and so they weren't there. She had responsibilities at 16, so, you know, that's how life went on, and she started her family. So I'm just so grateful and blessed because I had two moms. And so, yes, on this day, I do pay homage to both of them. And they're both going on to be with the Lord now. So, but I just thank and praise God because I live out their legacy, especially that of Mother Naomi Fulton. God bless everyone on the line. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmoms, aunts, whoever you may be that serve as parents. So God bless you all. I love you.
Hey, man, God bless you. Thank you for sharing. What a testimony. Two moms. Hey, man, two moms. And, yes, we did have an opportunity to meet Mother Naomi, fellowship with Mother Naomi. My God, she had a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit, a sweet spirit. So you were indeed blessed, and you are blessed. Amen. And because of those two women, amen, it has caused you to become the beautiful mother that you are to your children and grandchildren. So, amen. God bless you. Amen. And thank you so much for sharing, sister. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bradford.
You're welcome. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, all right. Look like we have somebody else in queue here. Okay,
yes,
give me
morning.
1 second. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Praise be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We all should be glad and rejoice in another day's journey. Well, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And I want to send my condolences to go out to people that lost their parent, their mother, in Jesus' name. Well, my mother, oh, my God, was a sweet lady. Still is a sweet lady, and God allowed us to still have my mom. She's close to her 80s now. My mother had a rough life. She had a rough life. Her mom died when she was 5 years old, so she never got to see her mother. So it's going to be rough for her still to this day when Mother's Day come around. And the Lord's willing for her to still be around. I pray that he does. And she has 10 children. She had 10 children, six girls and four boys. And my mom didn't like girls. She really didn't because there's so many of us. But she loved us. She really didn't like us. But she loved us. She gave us anything in the world that we wanted. My mother was a mom that peer pressure was her. She instilled in us the Lord, and she told us when we can't take, when she couldn't take care of us, that the Lord would take care of us. So she would take us to church, like, and get us in the subway and take us to church. And she would fix all this food because back then they would charge for food in church. And she didn't have the money sometimes to feed all of us in church. So she would cook all this food and we would go to church and we would, at the service and had another service, we would come back home and eat and go back again. And she used to always say, God, keep your hands on my children. And then as we got older, I'm the third oldest daughter. I was the baddest child out of all of her 10 children. I was the problem child. But then I also became the child that was there for my mother to give her anything and everything that she wanted. She didn't want for nothing from me. And I was the troubled child, and I was the different child. Out of all the 10 children, I was her different child. I didn't feel loved, but I felt different and knew I was different. She knew I was different, but she used to tear my behind up because she knew something was in me. And all the rest of the children, it's 10 of us, but the last 10 was the spoiled 10. Because when you have a second set of children, you don't have that stimuli like you had with that first set. So they got away with a lot. So we didn't understand why mom would let them get away with a lot. But dear Baya, she loved all 10 of us. She still loved all 10 of us. I don't know how the love that she spread it around for 10 children. All of us were spoiled rotten by her. Not only that, mom took in other children. She was an adopted parent. With the 10 children, she was an adopted parent. Any child that didn't have a place to stay, didn't have food, didn't have a home, she would bring them into our home. And we were like, Mom, what are you doing? Be quiet. This one don't have no place to stay. This one don't have no place to stay. But Mom, we got to share our food. We got to share our clothes. We got to share our home with these people. And she said, you don't kick a dog while they're down. We're going to get these kids help. We're going to help them, and we're going to put them back together again with the help of the Lord. It'll be all right. Well, that's one reason why I moved out early, too, because there's so many people that she didn't care. She just took care of. And she was a God-fearing woman. She loved the Lord, loved the Lord. Out of all the mistakes that she had made, she still loved the Lord, and she still held into the Lord's hand, and she still trusted in the Lord, and she still believed in the Lord. And I thank God for her because of the fact that she loved her children, and she didn't abort her children. Her family had money. You know, both sides of her family had money. They didn't really want for nothing. She didn't want for nothing, but when she just took her children, like people used to ask her for her kids because she had so many of them, and they just wanted us. And my mother said, no, you cannot have my children. She's married twice. She married twice. She just lost her husband. So I know it's going to be sad for her Mother's Day. She just lost her husband on New Year's Day, which is my dad, he's been in my second dad. My biological dad passed on, but my stepdad been in my life ever since I was 13 years old. And she would help anybody. She does not care about money. She does not care about her home, clothes, any materialistic things she did not even care about. She shared it with the world, actually. And she stayed in church, she raised us, she prayed for us, and then we got a certain age, if we were in our 20s or 18 or 19 years old or something in that area, we used to party and go to church, and she used to have a fit. But when we got up that Sunday morning, we thought we wasn't getting up to go to church. She didn't care. Oh, you getting up. Didn't everybody get up out of this house? You're getting out of here. You going to church. And we used to be sitting up in church, me and my sisters, my Lord, from partying from the night before, half sleep, and she'd take a hit every last one of us. Or she'd tell us, go wake them up. Go wake them up. But the thing of it is, we knew the Lord. She didn't play. And if you was in her house, you're going to serve the Lord. Whether you party, whether you didn't party, and here, you're getting out of here on a Wednesday night or especially a Sunday morning. She did not care. But she cussed. Oh, she cursed. Oh, yeah, my mother did. She was a cusser. She used to curse and she used to hit. And we like, Mom, stop. No, you're going to listen. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And like I said, I was the worst child, a bad child out of all of the kids, but turned out to be the one that she did not think was going to be the one. That's why we as parents, I'm a parent myself. I made a lot of mistakes myself coming up with my children, but I used to always pray to God for my children like my mom prayed for us. And I used to always want my children at night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I get up and I pray for my children, pray over my children, anoint my children. Hold your feet up. Hold your hands out. Hold your head up. Go back to sleep. Just go back to sleep. Mommy is praying now, praying for you, praying over you so the wolves out there will not take you out there in the world. Because one day I'm not going to be able to be there for you. So you're going to have to depend on God. And my mom taught me the same way. And some of the habits that my mother taught me, I taught my children. So I thank God for allowing my mom to stay here. And I had also another mom. My auntie is my mom's sister. She was the one that instilled a whole lot in me as well. And she was like, you had her, but she is my child. That's my child there. And I was, like I said, I was always different from all of the children. Still different than all the children. I caught a lot of flack from my sisters and brothers because I was different. And I was different. I didn't know why. I know why now today, because God had a calling on my life. There was nothing that I could do. I couldn't steal. I couldn't lie. I couldn't do any of those things without getting caught. And I think my mom didn't know it was a gift that I had. So she would beat me, and then I start being rebellious because you're hitting on me, but you don't know what's going on with me. I don't know what's going on with me either. I don't know why I'm different than the other children, you know. But need to say, she's a beautiful, 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 beautiful mother. I love her. Out of all of the mistakes that she made in life, and she kept, through Christ Jesus, kept all of her 10 children and kept us all together. And we all have love for one another. We don't argue, fuss, fight, cuss, or anything like that at each other. We don't disrespect one another. If we did something wrong to one another, we tell each other. We don't like it. But if we do get in an argument, before that night is over, before that day is over, we saying we sorry, because she used to beat us. If we fought one another. And when we fought one another, after we got finished fighting, she would beat us because we fought each other. And she would make us kiss each other and hug each other and tell each other that we love each other, because she said, I will not see you on the street fighting for blood. That's the type of mother she was.
Amen.
And we stood together for my mom.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, wow. Amen. Thank God for sharing. Amen. We look forward to meeting your mother one day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, she has, amen, reared a good person, amen, in you. Amen. So that tells a lot about your mother, amen, when we see the God in you. So thank you so much for sharing today, Sister Hattie. Amen. And on your mom and the love for your mom. And I'm a witness that you love your mama. Amen. And so we thank God for you. Amen. Thank
and
you so
I will
much
be
for sharing.
Down there this weekend. I would be down there this weekend if I didn't know that Mother's Day snuck up on me.
Hey, I know you would. But this, one thing about you, you don't need no special reason to go down to your mom. So you don't need no special holiday. Amen. So that's a good part. Amen. You jump in that car anytime and say, I'm going to see my mama. Amen. So God bless you.
Sneak up for me. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me share.
Every day is the spirit of Mama Day. Amen. You probably be down. If you don't go this weekend, you be down here for the month or so. Amen. You be down here within the next 30 days.
The Lord let me. Lord willing.
Amen.
God bless everybody.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you to all the women. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen for that share. Isn't that so sweet, beloved? Amen. We don't even realize the effects that we have on our children. Amen. All right. We see one more person in queue. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's get this shout out for Mama. Mama, Mama, Mama. Amen. God bless you. And the floor is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Joanne Thurman, and I just want to say for one thing, mothers are precious. You know, my mom woke us up every morning. We listened to the morning prayer on WHAT with Louise Williams before we even left out. So we left out with a prayer because she left out before us. But the one thing that I remember the most, it was always music. Always gospel music, singing, lots of singing. We did a lot of dancing. And I think that was a big influence in my life. And that's what I wanted to honor her today, because of just being so musical and always uplifting, even though we were poor, you know, we didn't have my father there, she still had that spirit of joy. And it was always through our house. I mean, always, even at night, because after we got older, we went to sleep, you know, with music, with the Quiet Storm and stuff like that. So this is why I'm honoring my mother, for the spirit of music. And y'all know I'm always singing. So I'm going to dedicate this to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
What is a mother? Someone who cares, someone who loves us each day of the year, someone who gives all her love to her child, someone who can take heartache with a smile. She gives us love that will never, 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 ever die. A mother, someone who cares for you and I. A mother. Love you, Mom. Happy Heavenly Mother's Day. Peace and grace.
Amen. That was so beautiful. That was really so beautiful. Amen. Sister Thurman, amen. Thank you so much for sharing, amen, and memories, amen, of your mom. And her name is right at the tip of my tongue. I know your mother because you mentioned her name so often. She's Mother
Mary. Mary Eli.
That's
Mary,
right, Mary.
Eli,
I'm going to forget Mary. Yes, yes, yes.
Mary.
God bless. Yes, thank God for what she has deposited in you. Amen. And so we are blessed. The world is blessed because of that. The kingdom is blessed because of that. And the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry definitely is blessed. So we want to thank Mother Mary. Amen. Looking down in heaven. Amen. We're not sure how all that works. Amen. But we know, amen, that one day, glory be to God. Amen. We'll be up there with Mother Mary. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. It was really beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God. Saints, we realize that for some of you, it might be a little bit too painful for you to talk about Mama right now. We realize that, so it's all right. Amen. Glory be to God. And then we want to thank God for the courage that Sister Hattie, Sister Joanne, Sister Kathy, amen, Sister Janetta took, amen, to even do that. Because, you know, well, our mothers, well, two of our mothers are living and two have gone on, but you know what I mean? It takes a lot. So we understand, amen. But we said for all those who wanted to share, Amen. We would just, give you an opportunity to do so. Amen. All right. I see one other person in queue. We have time for one more. And we have one other person who just popped in queue. So let's get that there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I'd like to say happy good morning, Pastor Breath, and happy Mother's Day to you and all the mothers on the line, your sister Darlene. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother, Mother Rose. You know, she was a stern woman. I give her that. You know, but one thing I admire her about, you know, that she taught us how to R-E-S-P-E-C. And she also woke up Sunday mornings. She had the Wheeze rings on and that kitchen. But that woman going through the house early in the morning, baking them biscuits and getting breakfast and dinner ready. You know, she taught us not to run in and out of people's house. Respect. So, you know, always respect your elders. She was mean to me. But she was my mother, you know. Especially, you know, she used to drink, you know. And when she used to drink, she would, like, go in and, like, into a twist. Then did I know that she had a tumor on her brain. But I was always there beside her crying to myself. Why did you do this to yourself? Why did you do this to yourself? But she raised 7 girls, 1 boy. What I didn't like about her that she made us close knit. She would like to show her kism and her children. And I don't think that a parent should have done that. But I still stuck beside her. I know you should tell her, you know, that wasn't right. But I noticed when things would get rough, I was in the middle. So she would always go in the bathroom. She would always call me and tell me, you know, what the problem was going on. I used to say that all the time. Well, why are you telling me? I mean, Teresa older than me, you know, Evelyn older than me, Lois and Louis. Why are you, what you expect me to do with this? You know, but I thank her for doing that because, you know, I know how to, like, when my kids, when they would go through something amongst one another, I know how to go. What's the mean about it? Would go and try to talk to them and show them love, you know, and tell them, you know, that you don't do that. You know, respect and don't disrespect nobody. Respect the care of you a long way where money won't. We ain't had no money. We poor. But one thing about her, she didn't ask nobody for nothing, and she made do. As long as she had flour and water in the house, we made it. And when we couldn't get no oil in there, we all got around that stove, and that's where the love came out at. And then on Sunday, when we hit the Sunday dinner. And I just thank God for her for putting Louise Williams on because that would maybe graduate to her. And then not just that. You know, she would stay home because she was a party woman. But she would send her children out to church. I will always love my mama. She has always been my favorite girl, regardless of what. You only get one. She's gone, and I thank God for her, for being my mother, because she could have aborted me. But she brought me on. To God be the glory. I want to say happy, heavenly Mother's Day, Mother, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that's on this line. And God bless you all. And what the meanest, if any parents showed you anything that was mean, for poor that piece of love that they showed you and that it outweighed all the bad. So you just don't even worry about that gray. Keep it gray and worry about that love right there that she showed us. And that's how Mama kept the family together. God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. God bless you too, sister. You know, as you was talking, I'm reminded, I think Sister Joanne Thurman said something on the prayer call last week. She said she was repeating someone else that said, you know, we true Christians on in this ministry. And it's so true because, you know, the authenticity here, you know, you said, let me tell you what I didn't like about my mother. You know, that's real. That's real. See, most people wouldn't hit it like that. Glory be to God. But then you came back and said, but through it all, amen, the good outweigh the bad, amen. And you're grateful and you always love your mama, amen. God bless you, amen, because she truly made a good woman out of you, amen. Because I see the way, I see the mother that you are to your children and grandchildren, and that just didn't happen overnight. You see, that's because something has been deposited in you, see. And I see the love and the attention and the sacrifice you make for your family. See, Lord, going overboard. Amen. But we want to thank God for you. Amen. And thank God for your mama, too. Amen. And thank you for sharing. Amen. That was so beautiful. Amen. Wasn't that beautiful, saints? These are so beautiful. And you know what? This is why we want to keep on praying. We'll be at the prayer altar at 12 o'clock today, saints, because this generation right here, see, these young women don't have that. A lot of them don't have it. They don't have the mothers in the house taking them to church, the mothers in the house calling them to the prayer, the mothers in the house, you know, disciplining them with tough love, the mothers in the house, you know, living what they preach. See, they don't have that. See, and so they can't give it to their children. So this is why we really need to pray and intercede and adopt somebody, saints, mentor somebody, coach somebody. You don't have to give birth to them. Take somebody under your umbrella and say, come on, spend some time with them and pour into them. And I'm telling you, it'll change their lives forever. Amen. And let us continue to pray for this generation. So a lot of them don't have what we have. A lot of them don't have it, saints. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you all. Amen. For sharing. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Again, this Sunday on Mother's Day, we're going to be on Zoom. I'm going to be sending out the information to everyone. I think I have just about everybody's cell phone number. I want to give you the telephone number. Now, just now, I'm going to have Erica hook it up to our website, too, www.lifewordjesus.org. Just hit, I'll go to our website, hit the click button. So we're going to make it as convenient as possible for anybody to be on the Zoom call on Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. I used to have me a bunch of hats. I gave my hats away. I feel like a hat this Sunday, but I don't think my hairstyle is going to call for it. I just feel like a hat. Glory be to God. But anyhow, I want to give the telephone number out, and I'll be giving it out every day. So just in case you have any problems at all connecting to us on Zoom, you can call in, and you won't miss a word. Amen. So the telephone number is 646. 558-8656. 646-558-8656. And that's it. Now, I don't think you need the meeting ID. I'll give you the meeting ID. I don't think you need that. It's 314-584-0425. Again, that's 314-584-0425. And this is what I'll do. So y'all know when y'all call the prayer altar, I always have a message on there. Welcome to the altar prayer. We'll be praying at 12 o'clock. So what I'm going to do on Mother's Day for the message, I'm going to put the telephone number on that message. So if you call the prayer altar number, the 385 number, you'll have all the information of how to get on the Zoom call. See, we're taking care of you. So we'll make sure. So if you lose that number, Don't even worry about it. Matter of fact, you ain't got to worry about it. That's what the Holy Spirit told me to do. So I'll put that on there. Amen. And you just call the 385 number and you'll have the instructions to call in case you can't get in. All right. God bless each and every one of you. Again, Sister Lacey, God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for reading and sharing. Amen. Minister Darlene, Minister Hattie, amen. Minister Joanne and our Minister Catherine, amen. God bless each and every one of you. And even for those of you who are on the line today that, you know what I mean, just wanted to wave, you know, our Minister Estelle Martin just lost her mother. She just lost her mother. I'm telling you, it feel like we lost ours. Glory be to God. And that's what, about a week? I don't even think it's been a week since her mind went on. Amen. So let us keep Minister Estelle up in prayer. We know this is going to be a very difficult Mother's Day for her. For everyone who has lost their mothers, let us keep them in prayer. And let us keep those in prayer who have our mother. And most of all, for we who are mothers. Amen. That we can leave an example for loving. We can leave an example. Every time my grandchildren come over, I make sure when we sit at that table, I pray first. I say, God, help me to say something in a conversation that these boys will take to their grave. That's what I do, amen, with my children and grandchildren, and I'm sure you do the same with yours. All right, saints, that's it. Amen. We'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Lord's willing, Bible study at 8. Lord's willing, amen. If it's a change of plans, you'll be notified. If it's a change of plans, you'll be notified. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Friday night, we will have all night. We will not the all night prayer. We will be meeting at 10 o'clock, but we're going to do something different. I'm going to call Sister Joanne. I'm going to call you. The Lord has given me some special instructions for this Friday night. And I'll tell y'all what it is. Because it's Mother's Day and I'm the pastor, I'm going to be in charge on Mother's Day. Sister Joanne is going to take care of all the music and have all that done. And when it comes time to pray, I'm going to be the only prayer warrior. And I'm praying. I'm praying for the mothers. I'm praying for the sisters. I'm praying. Everybody that call in on Friday night with a prayer request, I am the prayer warrior. I'm the prayer warrior. So I let you know right there, amen. Now, don't call in with 15 minutes worth of prayer requests now. Don't call in now, though, you know what I mean? But hey, that's the way the Holy Ghost gave it to me to do. Mother's Day, because it's Mother's Day. Amen. And we bless the Lord. And I am the mother, the spiritual mother, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. All right. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Father God, we say thank you for this service. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. Thank you, God. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for the reading. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for the sharing. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our mothers. Thank you, Father. Thank you for them. They weren't perfect people, Father God, but they gave us birth. That's perfect enough because it got us here, and we can pick up where they left off. We can pick up where they left off and keep passing the baton. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. We bless the Lord. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. Show us your path in Jesus' name. Show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, Father. Thank you, God. And for those of us who don't have a mother, help us to adopt one. Just to love on somebody. Just pick a senior citizen and just love on them. Got a couple of them, a few of them. Father, we lift up Minister Estelle Martin, Father God, in the transition of her mother. We know that her heart is still heavy. Father God, lift up that burden, Father, that only you can do, Father God. Sister Geneva, Father God. Oh, Father God. Father God, you heard the report, Father God. This woman needs help. Father, we ask that you would send your word, heal her, give her some new body organs, take away that COVID-19. Father God, we speak life over Geneva. We decree and declare that she will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Encourage, Father God. Minister, hallelujah, Lacey, because we know she loves her sister. And Father, we all love you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. It cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, the potential faults for the presence of his glory, succeeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen and amen. Mother's Day, beloved, amen. And for those of you, amen, who mother have forsaken you, God said when your mother and father forsake you, amen, then the Lord will take you up. So we still have a reason to rejoice. Love you, Pastor Bradford, signing out. Amen. Your spiritual mama. I'm your spiritual mama, and I'm signing out. God bless you. Amen. Have a good day. Meet you at the altar prayer, 12 o'clock, Lord's willing.